I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's Ski at TSB Ski. He's King at Jeromney. We are live right now on Twitch, twitch.tv/abrog87. You can watch us every Thursday at 7:30-ish, give or take. Also find us on YouTube, search for Sports Brewery. Also find us on Discord, search for Sports Brewery. What else? Are we in any other things? Who cares? Movie this Sunday is Creed. The new Creed's out, so we figured we should watch the first one. It is on HBO along with the second one right now.
Watched the wrong one, by the way, but it's all right.
You watched the second one?
No, we watched the wrong one.
Oh, okay.
Second one's terrible.
I love the second one. How do you not?
Which isn't... Yes, that is on brand. Yeah. The one that no one likes, that dips into nostalgia. Wait.
That's the one that Ski likes, no, right? Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Hey, I suggested Rocky V, but, you know.
We ruined it.
You ruined it with this.
By not doing Rocky V. Fuck out of here. All right, where should we start this week? I mean, should we just start with the Ducks, who beat Washington State today? So I didn't watch any of it because it happened during work. So I literally saw none of the game. I haven't watched any highlights. I just read a recap, saw the stats. I saw that Oregon apparently blew a 19-point lead, and the game was tied at the end, and then Dante got hurt, but they somehow still won. So
came back. Yeah.
I'll let you guys recap it for me. Tell me your thoughts, I guess.
I mean, the Cougs shot like 9 of 18 from 3 or whatever it was, 10 of 20. Yeah. They lit it up from 3. The Ducks predictably were like 3 of 15 from 3, whatever bullshit they do. Will Richardson was almost on a 0-point watch again until like pretty late.
With like 3 or 4 minutes?
Yeah, I think he finished with 2 points.
Yep. Why is he playing?
I don't know. I'm kind of sick of him always being like, oh, I have this injury and this injury and this injury and this injury.
So
then don't play.
So I thought Preem was kind of defending him online. You know, a lot of people in his mentions are like just blasting Richardson. Like, why is he in? And Preem's like, you know, he's got tape on his shooting hand. Clearly something wrong with his shooting hand. So my question is, why is he in the game? What is he? He's not a shutdown defender.
The value? If he's not like creating things offensively, then what's the value?
The ball was not touching his hand for the final like 5 minutes.
Is he drawing defenders? They got to know at this point that he's not a threat, right?
He's standing out on the wing, and the ball's not even thinking of getting past to him. It was our Bartholomew and Cousinard penetrating it and dumping it into Dante. But the first 12 to 15 minutes of the game, if the Ducks were that, they could win the national tournament because they were making shots, making free throws. Dante was just feasting inside, and in classic Dutch fashion, I don't think they scored for the final 4 or 5 minutes of the half. Cut it to like, I think they were up 6 or 7, and then just standard bullshit the rest of the way. They just found a way to win in the end.
It's crazy, like how different an Oregon team is if they can hit outside shots. Like that's Dane Altman's entire thing. Like if the Ducks are missing outside shots, then they're going to be bad. If they're making outside shots, they can go to the fucking Final Four. Like,
yeah. I think we beat it to the ground. But yeah, this is year 3 where they can't really make a 3-point shot. You know, last year NIT, this year, I mean, they better win tomorrow if they don't want to go to the NIT.
Are they in? Are they in tomorrow if they win?
Probably. Michigan protected them.
Yeah,
I think they are because that's 20 wins and then a big win if they beat UCLA.
And you could say, oh, they beat UCLA, they beat Arizona, they beat USC, they beat ASU. All those are tournament teams. And then they're not.
In theory,
their strength of schedule is ridiculous because they did play like Houston, who's number 1, UCLA twice, Arizona. I know there's a couple of non-conference teams I'm forgetting because November was
like I said, even the ones you think
4 months ago
should have been gimmies. Like, was it Utah Valley? I think was the one seed in their tournament.
That's still a bad loss.
Terrible loss still, but yeah.
But yeah, they're.
The non-con wasn't just cupcakes the whole way.
No, it was brutal. And it was brutal when they were playing, like when they played up in Portland, and they played like Michigan State, Villanova, and I can't remember who the other good team was.
UConn,
who was number one at a certain point this year.
Yeah.
They were playing two walk-ons. Like legitimate minutes in all of those games because they were down like three starters. So the season was nuked. The season is ugly. Will Richardson, he's not a one. He's not a two. We've beat that into the ground. Move on. And if they win tomorrow, you know, good for them. If not, okay. It's NIT and we don't pay attention anymore.
Booble said he's hoping for the CBI just because, you know. We like banners.
So, we run that.
Yeah, we like banners.
But they don't actually hang banners.
No, they don't. At the arena. Hey, is Dante actually hurt?
I think he's fine.
Okay.
He rolled it. I mean, it was at the very end of the game. He had a huge swat on a guy. I think they were up one or three. You know, it was a close game.
I think they were the up, three. Came
up three. And just came down right on the guy's foot and rolled it over pretty good.
But more... This is just a basketball aside. Baseball is even fixing pace of play. The last 91 seconds of the game today, 22 minutes. The last 91 seconds lasted 22 minutes of real time. They did back-to-back reviews with, you know, 10.8 and 10.6, and they both lasted like 5 minutes. Fucking hell.
So here's the problem is that, so on the, I guess both of them could have been, but the second one especially, it's one of those ones, they're inbounding the ball, guy comes in, it looks like he could have hit his hand, and it goes out of bounds. It's one of those ones where, because they could have, it could have overturned it and called it Washington State's ball, but that's just the classic NBA reference, like, all right, that's probably a foul, we'll keep the ball here instead. But now, you review these now. And at the end of these games, especially in these tournaments, yeah, it gets borderline unwatchable.
Well, and see, I understand the refs being like, you want to know what? We're not going to be the ones that screw up the game in March, right? I get that. Okay, so if you're going to over-review stuff, throw a 90-second cap. Once that video comes on that you're looking at, you get 90 seconds to look at it. You can't... If you're not seeing it on one, two views, you don't need a third. You don't need a fourth. Get out of here with a fifth. Like, it's just, it is what it is or it isn't. And get out of the way. And I know, you know, this is sour grape stuff, but it's like that Zach Ertz review against, against Stanford in 2012. How many views did you need to see for it to be inconclusive and just be like, call on the field stand? How many views did you need? If you weren't sure in real time, and you weren't sure on the first, and you weren't sure on the second, you weren't sure, then you're not sure, and just call it what it is. It's just, it's brutal. It was that last ending of the game was just brutal, and it's not a standalone thing. It's terrible.
No, it's every game. But it's the review on top of then they review the clock as well.
Oh, I know.
And that's another
that.
Minute or two on top of each one. It's just.
Ugh.
Let's go. Come on. Should be a cap on it.
Does it need to be a situation with basketball where they take it out of the official on the court's hands? Because that might be what's going on here, is like the officials on the court are the ones who are doing like the reviewing, and that's not their job. Like their job is to do what's on the court, and they suck at it. And they're Pac-12 officials, so they're already inept from the get-go. And so, should they have some sort of system like football does, where they have like some centralized thing that they send it to? I mean, I know
there's
like,
a lot.
I know
there's too many games happening for it.
That's not necessarily the case. I mean, like if it's the Pac-12, you got one game going on, and so to have like a separate place where they do that might not be cost effective.
For the tournament itself, or like,
yeah, so
for the whole year.
Say you have the whole year. What do you have, like a couple games going on at the same time? That's doable. But like in any, but now you're talking about like, you know, one game at a time, and so I don't know.
Pac-12 can't get a TV deal. You think they're going to shell out the monies for state-of-the-art fucking review systems and paying?
Also, I think the Pac-12 kind of got rid of that system. They had it.
Use that Apple.
And what was it? Like 4 years ago, USC and Wazoo. Do you remember that? And there was some like terrible helmet-to-helmet call on Wazoo. And Wazoo was going to win down in the Coliseum.
Yep.
And they were like, oh, up to San Francisco with like some guy named Woody, who wasn't actually ever an official. And they were like, oh, this Woody guy in a closet all by himself is going to decide this game.
Well, wasn't that like the dude was in the stadium or something and the AD for USC like called him or some shit? I think I know what you're talking about. But
was he in the stadium? I kind of thought
I think he was in San Francisco.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought he was like those drone guys, you know, fighting wars from basements in like Vegas.
Yeah,
it's like he's on basement.
Exactly. Booble says he thinks you get ring pops if you win the CBI, which I'm down. I'm down for that. Oregon get in the CBI, get some ring pops.
Yeah,
it's a quality candy.
Fine with me.
Not as good as a blow pop because it's got gum, obviously. But what are you gonna do?
The worst fucking gum ever made.
It's not good. It's not good.
It's fine.
It's a serviceable candy, but it's not good. I would not.
I mean,
I've had a lot.
We've all had
a lot of blow pops in my time, but
we've eaten gum from baseball packs. We know what the Bazooka Joe was terrible too. We ate that.
It's like rock
Bazooka
hard.
Joe was fucking trash.
Rock hard.
It's the hardest.
It's titanium.
It's amazing.
It was pink titanium.
It's amazing.
How Bazooka Joe was. Can't be a thing anymore, right?
I don't think so. Dude, the stuff in baseball.
There's no way.
The stuff with baseball cards is literally rock hard, and it was like covered in that weird white powder. Like, God damn it. I cannot believe we put that inside of ourselves. Like, no self-regard.
You know, during like, you know, deep pandemic, when everyone got into like sports cards again, people were buying packs from, you know, boxes from the 80s and stuff.
Yeah.
And they, gum's still in there.
Donruss gum.
And, like, it ruins like half your pack. That gum just melts through cardboard.
Hilarious. Like 40-year-old gum. That's great.
I mean, Donruss gum, way better than Fleer gum. I think we can all understand,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Mm.
And don't you get me started on upper deck gum. I mean upper deck gum. It doesn't even, it's cheating. They watched Fleer and Donruss duke it out for a decade.
I genuinely love that Ski has an actual take on this. Like the best.
What on about
the best
candy,
baseball card gum?
I mean, we're getting tops as well.
Oh, tops. Gotta love a good tops.
How could we forget? We got a couple shout outs to Big League Chew in the chat. Invented in Oregon, apparently, according to WCP.
Really?
I guess so.
Not a great gum flavor-wise. A very fun gum to throw in your mouth and chew, but the flavors were always kind of dog shit.
It's better than baseball pack gum.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It's fine.
No,
it was. That's a fun gum. More than anything else.
Yeah, just get a kid a fucking pouch of beech nut and call it good.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, just, you know.
Bubble tape.
Eat
Google.
Some fruit stripe, throw on the tattoo, and you're just hard.
Yeah.
Gangster. Like hard, like tough, not your penis.
I mean, both. Why not both?
I mean, both possibly.
You ain't hard unless you get hard from chewing gum. I'm always saying that. All right, so we done with ducks?
Yes.
we did get something in the Discord from Chef Ducks about that Riku Nishida guy.
So this guy's awesome.
The guy's awesome. He's 5'2"?
He's probably my size.
Ski, you should love this guy.
I do.
Oh my God. By the way, stop. I asked if Bazooka Joe was still a thing.
Yeah.
It is now just Bazooka, which is still a brand or a branch of Topps Cards. But it has been acquired, of course, because everything has been fucking acquired by Bezos. Fanatics.
Elon?
No, Fanatics.
Oh, okay. Fanatics.
Sounds about right.
For the guy, I use a fucking metal bat, guy.
No,
you're in reason. Use the metal bat.
Boo.
Use the metal bat.
Boo.
Boo.
They give you the option to use the metal bat. You use the metal bat.
Fuck that.
Why? He's not going to hit bombs anyway. He's a slap hitter.
He went Oppo Taco bomb.
I know he did, but
with a wood bat. What are we talking about?
Use a fucking metal bat.
This guy, this purist, this Louisville's, this TPX purist. Bing! BB cores, bring them on! Bing!
That's the only redeeming quality to collegiate baseball, is just the absolute nukes these guys hit with metal bats. And then the sound that goes with it.
No, the sound is terrible.
It's a horrible sound.
Are you accusing him of being like a little like a look at me guy with the wood bat? Are you throwing that out there?
I think he's smartly preparing for the future if he's looking to go play in the majors.
Oh, that's a soft answer. Are you accusing him of being a look at me Louie?
Yes, I will then.
Oh,
yes.
Say it again.
He's a look at me Louie.
Say his name.
Riku Nishida.
What was his name again?
Riku Nishida.
Riku Nishida? Yeah.
Is a what?
He's a looky Lou.
Say the sentence, Ski.
I will
say
not.
Say it. I dare you. Look in my face and say it.
Coward. You coward.
He's scared.
I mean, he had a petition to use a wood bat. Come on.
It's legal.
Your argument is that it makes a better sound too. You think the
it does,
ping
I said
is
it's,
better? No.
I said it's the only redeeming quality to college baseball.
No, the sound of a wood bat bomb is so much better. It's not even close.
Like you said, the guy's 5'2". It's not the best sound coming off his bat. He's not a big leaguer.
Look at audiophile over here. Yeah. It's not the best sound. He's 5'2".
Hey,
it doesn't make a good sound.
Doesn't.
I think he's heightist. And
think
racist.
Think so, too.
And racist.
Plus.
Do we know anyone who's 5'2 that we can drop a link to this to see if they agree? Mm-hmm. But size and sound, you know?
Real quick, WCP drops, interesting fact about metal bats. They make almost the same sound whether hitting a ball or a human head. Okay.
Bing!
Is he in The Departed? Like, what's going on over here?
He's a quap. Ski over here. Metal bat guy. He's a quap. He's a quap.
Let me see the wire. Where's your wire? Pull up your shirt.
Fucking pat him down. Pat him down.
That's great. So, Chef Ducks said new favorite duck. So.
Oh, he's great. Like, and he's from Mount. Well, I mean, not really from, but he's a Mount Hood Community College.
Yeah,
product.
No, he is not from Oregon. Yeah.
No, he is not.
What a fun road traveled.
Right? You come over from Mount Japan, Hood. Go to Mount Hood Community College, and then the university.
See, hanging out with Bucky Jacobson on the watermelon farm. Insane. Is that the old Mariners guy, Bucky Jacobson? Oh, he's from Hermiston, right?
Hermiston.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Something else. NFL. There's a lot to talk about with the NFL. So Aaron Rodgers possibly going to the Jets is a thing.
There's lots of speculate about the NFL right now.
Yeah, there's lots of speculation. That's true. It sounds like Aaron Rodgers is probably going to go to the Jets. It sounds like both sides are very close to actually finalizing a trade for that. So
who cares? Who cares?
We'll see. I mean, I think the Jets
that's,
would. I think the Jets. Yeah, the Jets. I think would be actually be pretty good with him. We'll see. I mean, he hasn't necessarily been good the last few years, so you know, relatively. But you know, we'll see. They get Breece Hall back. Offense could do things.
I mean, between Wilson and Footsteps Flacco, Rodgers is a massive upgrade.
No question. He's the best quarter. He's the best quarterback they've ever had, like ever. Right?
Nah, Vinny Testaverde's better.
Okay, that's fair.
I saw someone trying to drop some like Joe Namath bombs. You used to ever look at Joe Namath's stats, like when they won the Super Bowl?
Trash.
Yeah, he's terrible.
He threw all like 90 yards.
Yeah. Like I think I mentioned it on here.
He was a god.
Like a month ago, that in Terry Bradshaw's first 8 seasons, in 7 of them, he had more interceptions than touchdowns.
It's horrible.
Like and the touchdown horrible. Total or the interception totals were in the 20s.
Yeah, here's something we gave. The MLB, so we gave the Baseball Hall of Fame shit for letting in Rolen. And so we're like, the issue with that is that baseball started out by only letting in like actual stars and guys who put up huge numbers and just like actual elite people. The NFL.
Asterisk numbers, but yes.
The NFL put in people from the beginning who weren't actually that good. And so obviously the sports evolved a lot since then, but like Namath wasn't actually good. He won a Super Bowl after like guaranteeing it. So yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
And probably sexually assaulted some women during that time.
1,000%.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But hundreds of them, I'm sure. Yes.
I mean, just the one Susie Colbert clip is all it takes to be like, all right. Broadway Joe back in his heyday was probably grabbing asses at will.
1,000%.
Hey, Susie, I want to kiss you.
I didn't care about the Jets.
Wearing lederhosen and pushing himself on women.
All right, enough Jets talk. Oh, my God, what are we doing?
Lamar Jackson.
A-E-T-S, Jets.
No, stop.
You don't want Lamar Jackson?
Fireman Ed.
Oh, let's do some Lamar Jackson stuff. See if anyone says anything racist.
So Lamar Jackson, non-exclusive franchise, $32.4 million. If he's on the exclusive franchise, he gets $45.2 million. So they fucked him over money wise for sure. But then they also left the door open for somebody else to actually sign him.
So
which is an interesting move because somebody probably will, right?
Well, from what instantly came out, it would make it seem like nobody is going to touch him because they don't want to even think about paying him what he's going to ask for. But I think it was Michael Lombardi was on McAfee today talking about how, you know, it's a double play by the Ravens to where teams will go out and probably like try to set you know, what Lamar is looking for. And then they could come in and count and match if they wanted to. But they're going to, if not, they're going to make a trade for him, probably a sign and trade for Lamar if another team is interested in him. Because I think with the tender, it's supposed to be 2 firsts, right, is what they always keep saying. But I think if you sign and trade him, you could make any trade you want. But there's too many teams out there that it makes sense to get Lamar.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's too many teams without a quarterback. How are people not calling it, at least?
That's sort of what I'm thinking, too. And now we're talking about, like, the Rams, you know, offering up Stafford for a trade. And, you know, suddenly...
Too much money. No one's going to take that.
What I'm saying is, like, suddenly there are other quarterbacks available as well. Well, and
Kirk
we're
Cousins. Name was floated today as well.
We're talking about like quote unquote high level ones too. I mean, again, that's all relative in the NFL. But you know, like if we're talking about Rodgers being available for a trade, Stafford being available for a trade, Lamar Jackson just being available to sign. Like, by the way, Jimmy G's never going to get signed, right?
No, like, he's going to be a Raider. Lock it in.
It keeps happening.
He's a Raider. He's a Raider.
And then Carr going to the Saints too.
Yeah, because the Raiders is the one team that has not been getting talked about for these quarterbacks. which I agree with King. It sounds like Jimmy G Raiders is probably where he'll land. But it makes too much sense for Lamar to go to Atlanta to me. They're not. They got weapons around them, like running back wise.
Well, no. What I said is the Raiders should throw everything at him, because the Raiders legitimately do have really good weapons, like all over the field. And if they got like an athletic quarterback who can actually throw a little bit, like, man, like a backfield with him and Jacobs would be ridiculous.
See, I'd rather have Algier and what's his name? Cordero.
Yeah.
Run those two with Lamar, I think, because I think it's a waste, those receivers in Las Vegas for Lamar. I still don't think he's a good passer.
See, so you guys are talking like fit.
Yeah.
Where do you guys fall on the contract?
Well, considering Daniel Jones just got like essentially it's 41 million.
But see, here's the thing. If you're the Ravens, do you have to bid against stupid? That's where I'm falling.
No.
Lamar wants more money than Deshaun Watson. Lamar Jackson is a better quarterback than Deshaun Watson by a bit. No, much better now. But over the totality, you know, they're on the same plane. Do other owners have to pay the sins of the Cleveland Browns for whatever it was, $250 million guaranteed?
Well, that was the first talk. That was the first talk.
They do.
No, that was the first talk when teams were like, we're not interested in Lamar. Was people were like, collusion. They're trying to screw Lamar so they could don't have to pay these quarterbacks this kind of money. Because it just takes one team to pull the trigger.
It probably is soft collusion, but there will be zero evidence of said collusion. They're not hopping on a group chat and being like Jerry Jones to, you know, whatever. Hey, don't reset the cap. Don't reset the number. It's probably soft collusion.
The teams of soft collusion should be like the Chargers and the Bengals. Because Burrow and Herbert are like the next ones up, and they're like, "Hey, let's take it easy here because we're gonna have to unload everything on these guys. So let's set it a little lower here." But I mean, I wouldn't want Lamar for the Colts just because I don't like his style. But he's too good of a quarterback to not go after if you need, like, Carolina.
Starting to miss games though.
That's
five games this year, five games the year before.
I think your point is,
I mean, that 2019 MVP season
I think your point is right though, Ski. Like it just takes one team. All it takes is a Daniel Snyder to be like, yeah, we're going to pay Lamar Jackson 45, 50 million a year.
He's got Taylor Heineke. He ain't doing that.
Look who has the money. Atlanta has all the cap space open. They could pay him 50 plus mil a year and a ridiculous signing bonus.
But should they? Probably.
Wait, I mean, here's a question. I mean, you want Lamar for the Niners?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right?
So, by the way, he goes to the Niners, he gets injured in like week three, and he's done for the season. Oh, we know that would happen.
First series.
Would be a good 3 weeks, though, wouldn't it? So, yeah, of course. Yes. Yeah. Like, Lamar Jackson with Shanahan calling plays? Like, get out of here, man. Super Bowl all day long.
ESPN update. Sorry to break in. Da-na-na, da-na-na. Dylan Brooks trolls Draymond Green by saying his podcast is quote unquote cute after Grizzlies put Warriors to bed in 131-110 win.
Okay, let's stop talking about Lamar Jackson. We've said enough about Lamar Jackson anyways. I do want to talk about that because I actually watched that interview with Brooks today too. And he also said, like, as he was leaving the interview, he was like, you should put that microphone in front of him, make him talk about me more so I play better. And I was like, oh, this is beautiful stuff. It's beautiful stuff. Miss me with the Dylan Brooks hate.
Like, listen, last night I found on Twitter, I'm not popular amongst Oregon Twitter for liking Dylan Brooks.
Oregon Twitter?
Some of the DMs. I got two people with unhinged DMs at me. Be like, you're a fucking dick. I called them dorks. Dorks. Dorks.
In fact, yes.
Dorks. And I'm not exaggerating. I just said, you guys are being dorks. So he's Dylan Brooks is the dirtiest player in the game, and he's a terrible human being, and he talks too much. Yeah, like, no one is saying he's better than Draymond Green. Nobody.
Well, I'll say that.
No, he's not.
He's better than Draymond this year. Yes, he is.
He's terrible.
But Draymond's not. He's older. But, yeah, like I said, like I found out I had two separate people furious at me in the DMs, and they unfollowed me on Twitter.
Oregon fans don't like Dylan Brooks. Who knew?
Yeah, I'm finding it out.
How can you not like Dylan Brooks?
Because he's dirty.
Is it like?
Do you know how many dirty players are in the NBA?
Yeah.
And the whole thing about the war between him and Draymond is they're cut from the same cloth.
They're the same player.
Same guy.
Like,
yeah.
Like I said, Draymond's better than Dylan. It is what it is. But Draymond's not a number one, nor is Dylan. He's not a number two, nor is Dylan. He's a number three. If the one and two are good, Dylan's a number four. And Draymond has been a number four on two of his titles. You know, it's like everyone makes the Hall of Fame in the NBA. Draymond's going to make it. He deserves it. Whatever. Dylan's not. But some of Dylan's points were close enough to the truth that it wasn't exactly crazy. Because if Draymond Green, like, sometime during those pandemic years, like the year before or whatever, where there was talks where he might go to the Pistons as like a trade. If Draymond's the one on the Pistons, are they much better than 15 and 45? Are they 20 and 40? I mean, it's just, and like I said,
he would be the worst number one ever.
Yeah. Right, but he's going to make the Hall of Fame, give him his kudos, you know, blah, blah, blah. But he's not above reproach. I mean, people in the current game talk shit about LeBron James and Steph Curry. So miss me with Draymond Green is above shit talking. Like, get out of here. We've seen him shoot threes, like, in important games, like he's wearing Dora's backpack. Like, that's just how he shoots.
It is
what it is.
He spent like a good two or three seasons kicking dudes in the balls on a regular basis.
I think my favorite thing from the Draymond podcast is when he was running down his accomplishments that Dylan Brooks does not have. And he's like, I'm a two-time USA Olympian. And, well, you know how those tryouts go. And I want to be like, Dylan Brooks is from Canada. he doesn't know how the United States tryouts go.
Does Draymond have a
really expecting Canada to win gold medals?
Right. Does Draymond have a defensive player of the year?
He has one, yeah.
He has one?
He does have one.
I still don't. I would not put him in the Hall of Fame.
He's going to make it stop.
It'd be the biggest carry into the Hall of Fame ever.
Tracy McGrady's in the Hall of Fame. Like,
it's a basketball Hall of Fame, dude. Like, they're mascots in the basketball Hall of Fame.
Like I said, McGrady was at least
stop. McGrady
good for like 5 years.
Good at what?
Scoring.
Damian Lillard is far enough into his career now that people are starting to do the why haven't you made the finals? You know? What's going on? He's made a Western Conference Finals. He's made it to the second round like three times. Tracy McGrady never got out of the first round until he was a Spur at age 40 and never played. Like, so that does not count. But as a real player, Tracy McGrady never won a playoff round. Never. Not one. So Tracy McGrady...
Neither would Draymond Green if he was on that Raptors team.
Tracy McGrady blew like 3-1 leads in the first round. I'm just saying... As a scorer, like, that was his role. There's like delineating, like Tracy McGrady making the NBA Hall of Fame or the Basketball Hall of Fame, and Harold Baines making the. Those are like where I was like, we don't, these don't matter anymore. It's just, it's everyone. It is what it is.
Everyone except for baseball.
That's a fine.
Jeez. Everyone except like the actual elite players from our generation. Well, those guys don't get in.
A little shade at Harold Baines. Didn't he hit 500 home runs?
No way.
You're making that
I think
up.
It was close. I think it was close.
There's no way. It's like 300.
Hey Siri, how many home runs did Harold Baines hit?
Played well into his 40s, I'm pretty sure.
Answer from baseballreference.com. Harold Baines had 384 home runs over his career.
All right. That's not a lot.
Very close. just a little short of 500.
I think it was like 485. But
he was a professional hitter, but not that professional.
500.
Get Matt Stairs in the Hall of Fame, you coward.
500.
Where do you get that number?
Because he played like 25 years. I think he hit 20
exactly. It's why he's not a Hall of Famer.
Damn compiler. All right, let's see. What else? Should we talk about Ja Morant at all? Do we have any things to say about Ja Morant?
He just needs to grow up.
That's been getting beat up.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need to spend much time on it. He needs to grow up. He's better than that. It's why is he throwing away, you know, a $200 contract that he'll eventually, you know, turn into a $350 million contract? Stop. Just stop.
Yeah, just take it easy for a few years.
Well, because and the thing is, like, it's not like he grew up like that. Like, some of these guys, like Zach Randolph, like, did you guys see Rasheed Wallace talk on Ja Morant the other day on a podcast?
Did not.
And he was just like, listen, man, I was a shithead. I had teammates that were shitheads, but we grew up in the hood. It was like, Ja, you didn't. So don't. Want to be it. You shouldn't want to be it. He was like, I wish I was never acting like it, because that's dumb. At the position I had, I could take care of X, Y, Z, and, you know, for the life. Why would I throw that away to be hard? It's dumb. But that's really all.
Costing you fucking money.
Yes, and that's what he said. He goes, there's a certain point where your friends are costing you money, and once they're costing you money, they're not worth it, because the trickle down is devastating if you want to do it that way.
Generational money you're throwing away right now. Yeah,
I mean, if he would have lost like his shoe deal or something like that over this,
what he's done, nothing he's done is like that detrimental, but it's all just
It's laddering.
It's dumb with a pattern.
Real stupid. Yeah, it's moving up to where something really stupid could happen. Because
it's escalating. So
see, it kind of reminds me of like maybe like Plexico Burris. Because wasn't he getting into some shit and kind of getting suspended some, and then the whole shooting himself thing? Kind of like was the finale of like a buildup.
Yeah,
kind of like
it's just
that's kind of what
Jaw like. Did you guys see any of the clips of Ja pulling on bottles on private planes that came out the other day?
No.
I didn't see that one either.
That guy can pull straight tequila like...
It's a hard pass for me. That's going to be a no.
I mean, he's just sitting there in a PJ just chugging, and I'm like, wow.
Not even in my 20s, dude.
It hurts my throat just watching you.
Absolutely not. By the way, I did see Sheed decked out in Chiefs gear.
He is a Chiefs fan, yeah. A Chiefs fan.
Talking shit, too.
Immediately thought of you. I was like, that's a good look, Sheed. All right, let's see. Anything else before we get to Keeper Kick, I guess?
Oh, no. You want to know what? I'm going to work in a random segment.
You want to talk some Spurs?
No, we don't.
No. Not the
Eric Kine.
Not the week for it.
If you want to play like Eric Kine. So, today I picked up a Eugene Weekly. First Eugene Weekly I've picked up since the pandemic.
Wow. Good to see they're still alive.
This segment is real gathering or fake gathering. I'm going to give you three gatherings from the Eugene Weekly, and you tell me which one is the fake gathering amongst the two real gatherings.
So define gathering, I guess.
Well, I will read them, and you'll...
All right. What's real or fake? Got it.
What's real or fake? The first one, psychedelic Instagram integration circles, 5:30 to 7:30 at 631 East 19th Avenue, $1 charge.
That's absolutely real, because I don't believe you could come up with that.
That's definitely real.
So we're marking down a real for both of us.
Number two, at the Applegate Regional Theater, 87230 Central Road, Fern Ridge area, $5 for kids, 12 and under, or 12 and over, $7. Light a blunt, a trans reading of Wild Grain Cider.
I love he flips the page over.
I'm reading the paper, baby.
Light a blunt, as in there will be
light a blunt.
There will be blunts lit at this event.
Well, that's who's hosting it.
Light a blunt. Okay.
You said that was out at like Fern Ridge.
Fern Ridge.
What is the actual event? Like, what's happening?
It is a trans reading of Wild Grain Cider.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm leaning fake right now.
Yeah. So you think like the page flipping is for show?
Okay.
All right. I like that. I think it's real.
Dry Wedding, Stephen Crump Goth with Heidi Nightmare and Black Mildew. 9 p.m. John Henry's, 881 Willamette Street, $10 with Uncle Luke and Smirk.
Uncle Luke from like Two Live Crew?
No, it's like Luke Longley, L-U-C.
Luke Longley.
Which one is real and which one is fake?
Luke Longley's going to be there with no shoes on.
Fern Ridge trans reading is fake.
I think they're all real. I think they're all real. I think this is a trick question.
No, the trans reading is fake.
Oh,
because it's not out at Fern Ridge. It's downtown with Light a Blunt.
Yeah.
Light a Blunt.
Oh, my God. Republican senators are shaking in their boots at a trans reading by Light a Blunt. And that is fake or real, Eugene.
I think Booble said it well. This is a weird ass bit.
Yeah.
It's March.
Well, the Eugene Weekly's a fucking weird ass fucking newspaper.
Pick it up. I'm not making it up, man. I pick Light a Blunt and just put in a couple of fictional places. Yeah. Like, it's a real thing. Yeah.
The Fern Ridge is what gave the fake one away.
Yes, I should have picked better than Fern Ridge, because Light a Blunt is doing a trans reading.
Ain't nobody going to Fern Ridge this time of year. Absolutely not. Yeah. Speaking of weird bits. You put that event in July, then yeah.
Speaking of weird bits, put your X's up, bros. Let me see them. Put it up, Ski. Put your X's up.
I did X down here, so
I need to see it. I need to see it.
So we're going Dante Hall? Is that what we're doing? Okay.
No.
Hey Braga, you know what Curly Lambeau used to say about week 4 of XFL 3.0?
What did he say?
He said you can't win your North or South division of the XFL 3.0 in week 4, but you sure can
lose it.
In the North, the DC Defenders are 3-0. Hey, Tucker Carlson, take some of that tape. Down South, the Houston Roughnecks are also 3-0. Fun fact, the Houston Roughnecks are 8-0 in their history as an XFL franchise. Hey, COVID, thanks again for robbing us of PJ Walker in 2020. AJ McCarron of the St. Louis Battlehawks, finally lost the game 28-34 in DC to said Defenders. There was a hullabaloo afterwards. Did you guys see it?
A brouhaha.
It really was.
There's a Donnybrook? What's going on?
Speaking of hullabaloos, AJ McCarron's wife now realizing that he left a $6 million a year contract as an NFL backup so his kids could see him play in St. Louis as a Battlehawk for $60,000. That's a Donnybrook if I've ever seen one. Hey, Josh Gordon walked into Las Vegas versus the Vapin' Vipers and ran out a winner as the Sea Dragons went to 1-2 on a game-winning catch. I don't know how long the catch was or what time it was because still I can't find real XFL 3.0 stats, but I trust me, it was a game-winning catch by Josh Gordon.
Arlington Renegades.
There's
no stats. Where are you supposed to watch these games? I don't think anybody knows.
No real stats.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're on TV, babe. They're on TV. The Arlington Renegades went into Choctaw Stadium, and you just don't walk into Choctaw Stadium and expect to come out battered and bruised.
Choctaw!
And they beat Paxton Lynch and the now 0-3 Orlando, whatever they are. Hey, Paxton Lynch, stop doing the gritty when you've scored 9 points and you did it on field goals. And that's my XFL week 3.5 update.
I really want them to put that on a jersey, the Orlando, whatever the hell they are.
I don't even know what they are. I think I call them the Guardians. Are they the Guardians? Oh, they are the Guardians. DC's the Defenders. Orlando is the Guardians. I guess Orlando did guard the end zone well from Paxton Lynch. Like I said before, you got to be gritty before you can do the gritty. Hey, Paxton Lynch, you're not gritty.
You're always saying that about Paxton Lynch.
Always. Even back to his Memphis days. Whoop that trick. Beale Street. Barbecue. Elvis. Eddie Hardaway. Memphis. FedEx. Federal Express. Derrick Rose. John Calipari. That running back who was good in the NFL for a few years. I think he was a Titan. I don't know. Chris Jones. I'm running out of Memphis facts.
You think about Chris Johnson?
Chris Johnson.
I think he went to like East Carolina or something.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. There was a Memphis guy. Look it up.
He went to West Virginia.
He used to be Memphis State.
It definitely
now
was
just
not,
Memphis.
Definitely was not
Memphis,
West Virginia.
Not a state. Guys, I'm filibustering. Move on. Start a new segment.
Are you thinking of Pat White? Or Steve Slayton,
no.
West Virginia.
Steve Slayton.
Yeah. All right, what's our keeper kick? Let's just move right into that.
Oh,
God!
I genuinely was thinking about just not talking and letting you just keep going. See how long you could keep that up.
All right. I don't like any of my keeper kicks, but... Champions League. Keeper kick the Champions League being watchable. Those games are pretty brutal. This packed in the box on fucking Tottenham, just playing, you know, hand in the box the whole game, trying to make it 0-0 game. It's unwatchable.
PSG, big kick.
PSG got their asses handed to them too. Yeah, that's a kick for me. I think especially towards the end. Champions League. What is kick in this case?
That it sucks, essentially.
So kicking is saying it sucks. Okay, so I'll say keep. I guess like the problem with the tournaments and like the Europa leagues like this too.
Aggregate goals are bullshit. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, and they get rid of that in the final eventually. But like the games that lead up to like the final, you know, 8 or 4 even, like those are brutal because it's really, really good teams playing against like shitty teams. Even in the Champions League, like they're just, even if they're the champion of their league, that doesn't mean they're actually good. So they're just, we're having like boring ass games where teams are getting, like the really good teams are playing their backups in those games. Just
the CONCACAF Champions League is better than the Champions League.
Wow. Love that.
Because we send MLS teams to places where the pitch, as they call it in the biz, has like 4-foot divots. There are feral dogs jumping on the field. And all of a sudden, we're just like, hey, FC Austin, go to that goal. And they're like, what is that goal? And they're like, it's in between the two trees.
All right.
Watch a CONCACAF Champions League game. It's great.
It reminds me of the Brewster's Million Field where there's train tracks running through the outfield. Yeah.
Pretty just close. Like
yeah.
It is pretty close. Because like whoever Austin FC played, I cannot remember who it was. It was their first game in like a year. And their first home game in like 2 years because of like internal like civil war on the island. And they just played in this like piece of shit, like terrible field, and FC Austin lost 3-0, as they say.
3-0.
Grounds, the grass is like brown. There's little like rocks.
Yeah, we have that in the XFL too in Vegas. Yeah. Bermuda grass. What are you gonna do? It browns.
All right. Next one. World Baseball Classic.
Kick. Don't even need to hear. Kick.
Is the World Baseball Classic relevant?
No.
No.
No. Like today I see they're like, oh, Tyler Anderson, go Ducks, pitches his teammate on the WBC team inside. I'm like, what? What? And then I delve deeper. I'm like, WBC teams are playing like inter-squad games against Grapefruit Mets. Like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, yesterday there was like 4 scrimmages where I'm pretty sure all the World Baseball Classic teams lost to like the minor leaguers of, I think, like the Red Sox and the Giants and the Guardians. It was just like, why? It's on TV. U.S. lost to the Giants. That's good. All right.
Yeah, it sucks.
The other ones are all football quarterback ones, so we could fucking don't need to deal with them.
Just ask it real quick.
All right. Rodgers to the Jets, does that make them the division favorite? Keep or kick that?
Keep.
Kick.
Who else is in that division?
Bills.
Bills.
Dolphins.
Yeah.
Mac Jones.
Mac Jesus.
Yeah, I don't really know how much I buy the Bills. So,
oh, they're regressing.
They're losing. They're gonna have to get rid of like 3 starters essentially.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I think keep that one. I think keep that one.
That's tough. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. The other one was keep or kick Kirk Cousins being a difference maker quarterback because his name was brought up as potentially being traded today as well.
Kick.
Yeah, that's a big kick for me.
Yes.
He lost to Daniel Jones at home.
He's not good.
Here.
He's not good.
No.
And then the last one was keep or kick Matthew Stafford having any trade value at all.
No. Isn't he due like $57 million or something?
$50+ million, yes.
No. Have fun with that, Rams.
Yeah.
All you guys who were walking around being like, fuck them picks. We don't need draft capital. We have Von Miller and Matthew Stafford and Jalen Ramsey. All right, have fun. Like I said, it was worth it, but have fun in purgatory.
Literally cut and or traded all those defenders they brought in. And they're stuck with, they got Cooper Kupp, they got Matthew Stafford, both got hurt last year.
It is now a Chargers town. Eat it.
Yes.
All it takes is one, dude. All it takes is one.
Disagree.
One idiot owner.
The Colts aren't even dumb enough to pay to take on Matthew Stafford's contract.
I always go back to Daniel Snyder. I always go back to the Raiders. Someone's always going to make a stupid trade.
No one's bailing out the Rams on Matthew
Stafford.
I don't think so either.
They were too high on the horse with their process. We're so smart. Oh, really? What did you do that was so smart? Oh, well, we just traded all of our draft capital and ruined everything for 4 years to win a Super Bowl. Oh, okay. That was smart, Les Snead. Go ahead.
Well, you got a Super Bowl.
Yeah, just one.
Yeah, Super Bowl.
I mean, just one.
Yeah, what's that like?
can't relate.
By the way, is this true? Booble just said Jimmy Lake is the new associate head coach with the Rams. Is that true?
I know he did. I did see that he got hired on somewhere today, but I wasn't really paying attention. It's when we started our Zoom.
Wow.
Where the fuck we're on Discord, Spotify, I don't know, SoundCloud. I don't know.
We're on all those things. Actually, not SoundCloud.
Check out our SoundCloud.
Yeah, not SoundCloud. Yeah, check out the mixtape on SoundCloud. SoundCloud used to be the jam.
What you doing, TSB? What you doing? It's
bangers. Certified bangers.
Bangers only.
You're really good at that, King, by the way.
Just need one of us just make the just weird noises every now and then over the top of it.
Yeah.
Big Red, what he said, Big Red. Got the mic next to motherfucking head. Brah, brah.
It's perfect. Let's brah, brah our way into the list and then end this podcast. What's our list? Who came up with the list?
It was an amalgamation. It was a mashup. It was a communal effort.
So we did have an idea.
A communal effort, much like you would see in UP Legal, if you guys ever pick up.
Yeah, yeah. It's a community thing. We did have a recommendation from Charles on Twitter for the worst sports cities. But we sort of figured that everybody would have the same answers. Yeah. So, so we decided
we decided
to go with something else. Who came up with it? Was that you, Ski? I forget.
This was King's List.
King's List. What was our list?
He came up.
It morphed into top three movie villains.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So top three movie villains. I will start. Can I start?
You can start.
I'm going to start. Hans Landa from Inglourious Basterds is my first one. He is the opening to that movie is one of the best scenes in a movie. And he is a really good villain. And he loses in the end. And the way his story goes, I thought was really cool. So that's my three.
All right. Who do I want to go with? All right, I'll go. My number three villain is Detective Alonzo Harris. Training Day, Denzel.
Yeah, yeah.
Denzel doesn't get to play the bad guy too often, and he's very good.
Elite. That's like a very strong start, by the way. Those two. Jesus.
I was talking certifiable bangers. That's my list. Yeah. Certifiable bangers only.
I guess my number three, Anton from No Country for Old Men.
Yep. Very good.
Anton Shigun.
Shogun.
That's such a good movie, man. I want to watch that. I might actually watch that when we're done.
A bolt stunner. What a terrible way to die.
Yeah.
It's like pushing 3 hours, ain't it?
Yeah, it's very long.
No Country? Yeah, that's it.
Hubba hubba.
I'm not that old yet. I still go to bed late. WCP says his number three is Ann Wilkes from Misery.
Misery?
Oh.
Kathy Bates.
Yeah, Kathy Bates.
Do love me some Kathy Bates.
Yeah. Very good. Let's see. So Booble says Lando was his number one, Harris was his number two, and King hit his number three.
He tripped him up. He gone.
That's fantastic. all right, my number two is the Wet Bandits from Home Alone.
You're going with both, not just picking one of them.
They're a combination, yeah. Harry and Marv, the Wet Bandits from Home Alone. Man, I don't think anybody has been brutalized more in a movie than those two.
I remember seeing a breakdown of just the abuse they took, and there's like, well, here's a cracked skull, here's third degree burns to your head, your nails through your feet. It's just like
taking a brick from a third story right on your forehead.
A full paint can to your face.
Being lit, on fire.
Yeah.
And Kawhi Leonard is sitting out games for a sore ankle. Give me a break. The Wet Bandits did not miss a night in the cold of winter in the suburbs of Chicago. Hey, Kawhi Leonard, do me a deal. Play basketball.
Do not tell the
Paul
Wet
George,
Bandits.
Play basketball.
Don't tell the Wet Bandits about load management, okay?
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
I got some load management for you, okay? Right.
Perry and Moore stepping on nails, and they're still performing the next night. You want to know why? Because there may be a house that they're going to rob for the first time and the only time. And that kid is sitting in the house saying, you want to know what? I want to see the Wet Bandits come rob.
It's heart.
My house. It's and heart. They don't cheat them. They do not cheat. They do not cheat the neighborhood. Nope. Kawhi Leonard, fraud.
Fraud. Agreed.
Fraud.
Him, Anthony Davis and Kawhi Leonard would have went down on the very first thing when they stepped on the Christmas ornaments to the window.
They're done.
I would have put them out 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6.
Done. 4 to 6. They're done.
Exactly.
All right. My number two, Calvin Candy from Django.
Agreed.
Leo, another guy doesn't play too many villains and plays a very, very bad dude. Very well.
Man, he's so good in that movie. Jeez. The scene with the skull is fucking so good, man. God damn it, he's good in that. That movie's great. I don't get it. Like, I feel like that movie's been getting hated on. It's so good.
It's Tarantino.
It's
so.
Tarantino. It's in vogue. He likes to say the N-word too much, and he's terrible to women on his staff. I get it. Like, he makes great movies, not a great guy.
God, that movie's so good. All right.
My number two, Hannibal Lecter.
From the Hannibal Lecter films.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
I disagree with that. Hannibal Lecter, not a villain. Good guy. Oh. Helped him solve the case.
Good guy.
Real good guy. Yep.
Good guy.
So who's the villain in that? Like the Buffalo Bill guy or whatever?
Buffalo Bill would be, yeah.
Okay. I would still think the mass murderer, Hannibal Lecter, is still a bad guy, probably. Yeah. Probably.
This dabbles in eating people occasionally. No harm, no foul.
Yeah. You know, some people like that sort of thing. Some people sign up for that sort of thing. So, you know.
The menu.
Takes all kinds, exactly.
Speaking of eating humans, check out our movie podcast, The Menu, from 6 weeks ago.
TSB Goes to the Movies, The Menu.
Starring John Leguizamo.
Leguizamo did not get fucking top billing, let's be very clear. He barely made the intro credits.
Come on.
Correct.
He's playing it like himself.
Don't be such a pest.
Oh, I get it. Let's see. WCP says his number two is Sergeant Barnes from Platoon.
Okay. So yeah.
Also a good
real one. Dickhead.
Yep. He's a bad guy. My number one. That's where we're at. Okay. My number one is Rachel Phelps.
It's my number one as well. The ultimate League. Villain. Villainess.
Oh, well, I guess I'm gonna
change. I'll change mine too.
No, I'm gonna say I'm gonna take mine a little darker than you guys.
Oh,
and maybe not. I mean, maybe not. Maybe the threat of moving a baseball team from Florida to Tampa is just as like dark as, or from Cleveland to Tampa is just as dark as what my number one. I don't know though.
I think it is.
It is Tampa.
My number one is Amon. Ray Fiennes from.
They're going Schindler's List.
Just saying, the real bad guy.
I mean, if you really want to break it down,
look at the numbers, man. The analytics on his just crazy. This shit went crazy, man.
I mean, we should probably go like Hitler because he's been in a few movies too. Whoa. I'm just saying, like, Hitler's a pretty bad guy.
I mean, like I said, it's how you compartmentalize it. Maybe Rachel Phelps was worse.
By the way, Hitler was in Inglourious Bastards, and I chose Hans Landa over Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler, get over that movie.
Oh shit! Yeah. Bad guy. He's a bad guy.
Not a good guy.
So number one from WCP is Heath Ledger's Joker.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Love that movie. He's really, really good in it. Got a bunch of honorable mentions from these guys. Scar.
Tear him.
Scar from Lion King.
I did scribble out Scar, I will say that.
Steve Buscemi in Con Air. He wasn't a bad guy, was he? I mean, he's just like, he had...
I believe he ate people as well. But,
he ate people and then had that really creepy scene with the little girl at the end that we don't know what actually happened at the end, so...
Now, Cyrus the Virus, there is a good villain.
I killed Mufasa. Still a terrible line that rings in my head sometimes.
Yeah. Hey, Mufasa needed to go. He was hurting the economy. He is Joe Biden of the animal kingdom.
Oh, okay, DeSantis guy over here.
And old Trump came in and just helped everyone out.
On to Skeetus over here.
Speaking of Tampa, why don't you take your ass?
You're trying to keep this stuff apolitical. Oh my goodness.
Well, we've always established that this podcast leans very far to the right.
So. Are you trying to tell me that Lyta Blunt won't be doing a trans reading on Pride Rock? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Under your watch?
Not under Scar's watch, they would. I mean, Timon and Pumbaa might have been a little too friendly for Scar with each other. He's not liking that.
Got some more honorable mentions here. This is just like the rest of the villains, pretty much. Darth Vader.
Overrated.
You did Anton Chigurh.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
HAL 9000 from 2001 Space Odyssey. I still haven't seen that movie, by the way.
Good movie. It's a fun movie.
Is it?
You got to be on weed to watch it, though. But.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, every time I've ever seen, like, a trailer for it or anything, it looks not interesting at all. So.
Yeah, you got to get into it. It's a thing.
Let's see. Nurse Ratched?
Ratched,
yep.
Who's that from?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
All right. I have seen that. T-1000.
And whatever that little spinoff.
T-1000. Kaiser Sose.
Speaking of Terminator, have you guys seen the viral clip that's going along? It's like, never buy a DVD from a gas station. And they show the end scene from Avengers. And they throw in like Jason Bourne and Batman. Yeah. And they have the T2 cop running too. It's fantastic.
That's so good. That video said you should buy every movie from a gas station. Because that's fucking fantastic.
And as a random aside, I don't think Endgame Avengers is going to age very well. That fight scene at the end, I just don't think.
Oh no, I remember when that came out. I hated that shit. Like the scene where they made a point to have all the female superheroes in one scene. Like that's the most pandering bullshit I've ever seen, dude. Like the scene didn't make sense. It like stood out. It's like, why are you like. Like, why are you doing this? Like, do you think your female viewership needs this scene? Like, are you really doing that for them or something? Like, it's stupid as fuck. Like, why are you doing that?
This segment is brought to you by Outkick the Coverage.
I got a couple more.
Avengers.
Woke Avengers. Never that. Woke culture will not... Anyway.
Have you guys seen Ant-Man, by the way?
I have.
I hear it's terrible.
I wouldn't say terrible, but it's okay.
You guys know how I feel about Paul Rudd already, so.
Ant-Man was good. The multiverse thing, I think I'm over it.
They made some big mistakes with the bad guy and what sort of happens with him.
Is he in the multiverse now, too?
Yeah, I think this was like their launching board into the new...
The Loki series set it up, and then this is sort of the follow up to that.
I don't know if I'm going to watch another Marvel movie till Blade.
I don't believe you.
What do they even got coming out that's in the pipeline? It's all bullshit now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Something big in summer, I can guarantee you that.
Yeah. I'm literally trying to think and I can't think of it. Secret Wars, I think, is coming out. And then they got like the Captain America movie coming out too, which has the new Captain America in it. Captain. So yeah.
I don't get down with Captain America at all.
Yeah, kind of the worst.
He's the Batman of the Marvel universe.
Oh, fuck off. Everybody's
Batman's dark. Like, I don't need Captain America to go away.
It's like, oh, you're a little stronger than a normal person. Cool.
Yeah, but he doesn't sound like this. You know, I mean.
By the way, I think if that's what you're going for, Hawkeye would be your equivalent. Because Hawkeye is just a normal dude with arrows.
Black Widow.
Yeah. I mean, at least Batman is in a cave contemplating like suicidal thoughts, while Captain America's like, "I pledge allegiance to the flag." Get out of here.
Yep. Yep. A couple more honorable mentions before we close out. Hans Gruber. And then
yes,
Immortal Joe from the Mad Max movie. So.
I don't think I've seen that one.
You should watch it. It's good.
Fury Road? Was that Fury Road or was that the other
Fury
one?
Road. Oh, okay. Yeah. Now it's clicking.
It's a good movie.
Had too much of a light of blood.
Entertaining. You know what? Booble says this. Infinity War was better than Endgame. I think he's right. Infinity War is the one where everybody died at the end. They got like snapped out. And it was like, holy shit. They actually just did that. And something actually happened. So... All right, anything else before we jet?
Nope.
Before we jet like Aaron Rodgers? All right, so again, Sunday, the movie is Creed. Watch it, listen to us talk about it. That's the thing. Thanks for watching, even though the video cut out earlier. And thank you for listening.
Did it? Nice.
Yeah, we're doing great, guys.